For those who lived in Park City in the 1980s, you'll remember the name Tori Pillinger. Born and raised in Park City, she was Park City's golden girl, who was just 8 when she made the Park City ski team. 8 years later, she had worked up the ranks of ski racing to be named to the U.S. ski team. She was fast and on the downhill team. Friend and fellow teammate Carrie Hayes-Walzer said Tori not only kept up, she excelled.
When she was on the Park City ski team, she was like our little sister that followed us all around and, you know, wanted to be a ski racer like the rest of us. And, you know, she always said this, that she just idolized us. And we just loved her, you know. She was our little sister. And, you know, she was a little misfit like the rest of us. We had the mountain as our home. And because there wasn't much else to do back in those days. I don't think people realize how little there was for us back in those years. We didn't have all these options available to us for sports. We owned that mountain, you know. That was where we lived.
It became obvious, she said, that Tori was different and had a drive to succeed.
You just kind of know when they just have that drive and that confidence. And it's about confidence, really. She just always had that, you know, just by the fact that she was never afraid to hang out with older kids and chase us. And, you know, she was never intimidated. And she was just always going to go wherever she wanted to go.
Bob Marsh was the director of the Park City ski team, and he remembers Tori as a force to be reckoned with, and the community rallied around her.
I think what Tori did was really brought not only the sport but the community together, and I think all of us saw at a very early age that sparkle in Tori's eye for having a competitive spirit, being tenacious, but all along the way was as gracious of a loser as she was a winner. And sort of, you know, how many people just sort of were kind of taken by Tori's personality and drive.
By 1987, and just 20 years old, Tori was ranked 19th in the world in Super G and 22nd in downhill when it all came to a screeching halt at a World Cup Super G race in Switzerland. She missed the last gate and flew into an unpadded finish pole at 50 miles per hour, suffering serious injury. As a result of that crash, ski race finishes look a lot different than they did 30 years ago. Amazingly, she got back in the starting gate, but eventually retired in 1989 when a spinal disc kept her sidelined. Tori would post the video of that crash on December 12th every year on her Facebook page as a reminder of what challenges were all about. Marsh says that Tori set an example of how to live and was a great example of how to be a winner and a graceful loser to the very end.
You know, maybe Tori didn't, you know, win an Olympic medal, but she won all the World Cups along the way, from, you know, getting a great education, being a great mom, being a great wife, and, you know, fighting the way she did. So if there's one word that, you know, I think describes Tori, she was just a fighter till the very end.
In 2014, Tori was inducted into the Park City Ski Team Hall of Fame, along with Jan Peterson, who had come up with the idea for Jan's winter welcome as a way to help fund skiers with promising athletic talent but didn't have the financial resources to pay. Jan's daughter and a lifelong friend of Tori, Andrea Terwilliger, said that her friend was the catalyst for that event, which now raises close to $500,000 a year for young athletes.
She ended up joining the Park City Ski Team, and with a single mom and, you know, a dad that wasn't around, she needed help, and she was talented. So that's how it started, helping to find suppliers and people to help get her equipment, and then it became morphed into some support with John McMillian and Marker, but she's definitely the first recipient.
Social media posts about Tori's passing all refer to the amazing woman she was, always optimistic, fearless, and an inspiration. Just a month ago, she was driving a friend's Lamborghini and took it up to 140 miles an hour and then called herself a little chicken. During her illness, the Live Like Tori Foundation, which encourages people to live their life to the fullest, was created. The campaign was also an effort to help other women who were fighting metastatic breast cancer, and you may see the T-shirts and hoodies around town hashtagged Live Like Tori. She kept a blog about her cancer experience and started it when she was first diagnosed 6 years ago. It's raw, gutsy, hopeful, and heartbreaking. Tori Pillinger Robinson was 50 years old. She is survived by her husband and two daughters. A celebration of her life will be held in Park City later this fall, although no date has been set. The family requests that in lieu of flowers, contributions be made to the Live Like Tori Foundation. You can find the links to Tori's blog on our website, kpcw.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.